Well, Coach, the second time you beat the Alamogordo Tigers to go to 4-0 in district, and of course, winning by the same margin both times, 17-84-67. But this is a team that's kind of young, but they got some good athletes on it, and they got a young kid that's really going to be a part of their team for a couple more years, D. Smith. He had 29 for the Tigers, but of course, you get the 17-point win, although trailing at halftime by just 1 point, 42-41.
Very good young team, like you said, very athletic. Well coached, I thought they did a great job of taking us out of everything we wanted to do, and it was a good battle for us.
In terms of the first part of the game, kind of some start of jitters there for both teams, some turnovers racking up one after another as the game progressed. I believe it was over 50 turnovers combined with the two teams by the time it was done. But you did have a 2-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 20-18, which you knew was going to be a tough battle on the road.
Oh, yeah, they played a tough year. They had several dunks. They had kids scoring the ball well. So, you know, they had great athleticism in every spot. So it gave us problems.
And, of course, prior to the varsity game, they had that JV contest going to overtime, too. So that was kind of a precursor to the varsity game. But after a while, the Eagles start to get themselves settled down. And that fourth quarter definitely was the turnaround for the Eagles, 25-11, outscoring the Tigers.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of turning up the heat on defense and then getting those turnovers and converting them into points. Nick did a great job, and Jordan and Pierre, of course, they're steady as far as scoring and just getting out in front of the opponents and scoring real well.
You mentioned a couple of those guys, your top scorers in the game. Pierre Swain finishing with 35 points. Jordan Gonzalez with 13. Also, Clay Strasner with 12 points. And between Swain and Jordan Gonzalez, both of those guys doing some great jobs on the free throw line. Pierre was 9 of 10 from the stripe, and Gonzalez 5 of 6.
Yeah, we work hard on our free throws, and I think it's starting to pay off now. Those kids really focus, and they're listening. And it's that time of the year, if you listen, you let everything go right.
And an important stat for your Eagles in this ballgame was the rebounding, outdoing that with Alamogordo, 36-25. Clay Strasner finishing with a double-double thanks to his 11 rebounds. Swain added 9. Lopez Gonzalez both with 4 apiece. And again, a lot of guys getting involved in the board work there.
You know, they're doing a great job. They practice that and practice it. You know, they collect rebounds and talk about it. So they're doing a great job of hustling. And as long as we control the boards, we'll have a good chance of winning these games.
Coach, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, in terms of turnovers, both teams are really having some issues with that in this ball game. But I guess if you get a 17-point win like that one, you're not going to worry about it too much.
No, but, you know, it has concerned you the first part of the game. It's like Alamogordo came out and gave us their best shot. They did a great job of taking out things that we wanted to do. It kind of caught off guard, so the kids adjusted and settled down and started playing our type of basketball.
Of course, Nick Lopez back in uniform for the Eagles, and he's back to his windmill layup stuff. Well, exciting to watch him come down the lane. But Deuce Goodrich got the start in this one at the guard position. He had 6 steals on the defense.
Yeah, Deuce playing steady on defense, but I think he gave up like 3 or 4 turnovers, so we have to really balance that out with him. Everybody's doing their share and trying to contribute to the wins. And, you know, it's the time of the year where you got to really focus on doing things right.
Of course, you had a couple of guys facing some foul trouble. Jordan Gonzalez getting 3 fouls by the second quarter, so he had to kind of decide whether he wanted to stay in the game or not. And, of course, he did stay in the whole game and finish it up as your second leading scorer. But getting hit by the foul bug late in the game, Nate Smith, he had a couple of 3 in a row, actually. One was a technical, a couple other ones squeezed in between that. But still unfortunate for him as he had to take a seat in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he got a little emotional. It's an emotional game sometimes when the referees call what they do, and we have to just keep our composure.
Now, how do you deal with the tight calls, especially the hand check stuff?
There's nothing we can do. We've got to learn to play with it. I think our kids did a great job adjusting. That's why we're getting to the free throw line. We don't use that to our advantage, too. We're not just going to be concerned about them calling on us. We're going to make the officials call it the other way, too. So that's what our kids are working on. We talk about that a lot during practice.
So the Eagles getting the win again, 84-67 over Alamogordo. Go to 4-0 on the district so far, and definitely in the driver's seat. Really the only team that can stop here and try to force a tiebreaker for the district tournament by the pregame there would be Carlsbad. But at this point, looking pretty good for your Eagles.
Yeah, we've got to take care of business Friday. Clovis won't be it won't be a cakewalk over there. They'll have something going on, homecoming or last Hobbs Eagle night or something. So they have a good crowd, and our kids have to be ready for that.
We're talking to Coach Mike Smith of the Hobbs Eagles, currently 14-7 overall, as we mentioned, 4-0 in district. Of course, you have played this Clovis team before and took care of business with them at Tasker Arena.
Yeah, we did our job. We took our business at our arena, so we need to go over there and steal one on their floor, and we should be pretty good going into next week.
Now, of course, Clovis is really dealing with some adversity there. Only 3 wins this season and currently ranked dead last in the 6A in the state at 24th. So they're definitely reeling at this point. Your Eagles beating them 72-46 in that prior game back on January 29th. Jordan Gonzalez lit them up for 19 points. Clay Streisner, 13. Pierre Swain, 13. And Nate Smith also with 10. So a ton of guys involved with the double-figure scoring. A rebound situation, beating them by 3 in that category, 25-22. Pierre Swain with 7, Streisner 6, and Nathan Smith with 5. So definitely helping out the glass. It seems like quite a few games this season the Eagles have been winning the battle of the boards.
I think most of the time we've won the battle of the boards, and that has continued Friday night. Clovis is going to come out there with the attitude that, you know, they want to knock us out. We're their nemesis, and they're going to play their best game. I tell our kids that all the time. No matter what the record is, Clovis will give us their best shot come Friday night. So we have to be ready to play.
The guy that's really been stepping up for him lately is their sophomore, Jakeem Wynn, against your Eagles. He did manage to be the top scorer for the Clovis Wildcats in that one, with finishing with 16 points. In a couple other games this season, he's also stepped up. They played Hope Christian last Saturday, got blown out 59-29, but he was a top scorer. Not very many points, but the top scorer was 6. He also had 16 in a loss to Alamogordo, 62-60. Clovis almost knocking off the Tigers, but he was the top scorer, or actually second top scorer in that one. Eli Rodriguez was number 1. But so that's definitely the case. The young kid is trying to step up and help out his team. I do know that I believe it was Eli Rodriguez had to sit out a game recently due to the flu, and that might affect him as they lost to Carlsbad this past week, 46-25. I'm not sure if he'll be back or not, but in his absence, sophomore Tate Kuchta stepped up with 14 points.
Well, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, no matter who's on that floor, I just feel like that when you go to Clovis, you got to expect anything. We've got to be prepared for anything. We've got to be prepared to be up and down and just keep our composure the whole time. And hopefully we can pull out that victory.
And, of course, and you're playing at Rock Stabas Gym. You'll have a purple crowd there. They get kind of loud, especially even if their team is down. They're going to try to get them fired up to beat the Eagles. Of course, I think you've got the mental advantage. I know I've been watching the media reports up there from Clovis. It seems like the team up there is having some emotional issues with their team itself. I mean, they're tired of missing shots, and the team actually shows that on the court when the adversity is there. But that's something I think the Eagles take advantage of with the full court press.
I hope so. You know, I hope that continues with them. You know, you hate to see a team down, but when you're playing Clovis and they've been a long-time rivalry of ours, we want to keep them in their place until they get out of our way. And hopefully after that Friday night, they can win some games.
Coach, in terms of the Eagles at this point, 4-0, top of the district. You got a couple of games left with the likes of Carlsbad and the Clovis game on Friday. Now, you're going to have to wait another week before you take on Carlsbad there at Tasker Arena. I know that's some coaches don't like to wait that long. How's that going to do to your Eagles?
We'll be okay. We'll adjust. You know, there's things we need to work on for Carlsbad, and we've got days to work on that. You can really break stuff down. We don't work too long. We try to give kids as much rest as possible. So, you know, the week off is okay. I'm not mad at it or frustrated about it. We'll just deal with it.
Currently, the Max Preps poll has your Eagles at number 9 in the state, and Clovis is at number 24 at the bottom, so they're not much of a worry there. But I'm sure that as a coach, I know you don't like to worry about the polls as much, but in terms of trying to get that first-round playoff game for the state, I'm sure you want to kind of win out the rest of these games, don't you?
Yeah, we have to win out to get that home game, and right now we control our destiny. So we got to take care of business Friday, and then the next Friday take care of business there, and have no slip-ups. If we just focus on the things we need to do, the rebounding, playing good defense, and that press and hustling, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Coach, at one point your Eagles had an 0-3 record going there for a while, a losing streak, but then with that Artesia game, it really kind of pumped you up, got you back in the winning mode. Was there anything in particular that turned around at that point in time?
Well, it was just time to start playing better, and the kids just decided after, you know, watching film and we discuss among ourselves and just trying to play better, trying to do better things, like rebounding better, playing together better. The hustle got better, defense got a little bit better. I thought the kids were just playing a little bit better than they were earlier when we had that streak going. even though on the road, I thought we played good basketball, except for the Volcano Vista game, we didn't play well. But the rest of the games on the road, they pretty much played pretty good basketball, though.
Coach, before I let you leave, of course, I completely glossed over the Carlsbad victory for you last Friday night. That's one of the key things I wanted to talk about. Of course, getting that win on the road and Carlsbad having fits, trying to get some outside shots to drop in the three-point game. You guys getting the win in that one, and not an easy place to win either, 53-44. Definitely doing the job in terms of shutting them down late in that ball game. And some top scores for you, Jordan Gonzalez, 18, Pierre Swain with 15, and nobody else in double digits, but to get a win in Carlsbad, bad. Hey, you got to take it where you can get it.
Yeah, we've lost it the last couple of years, and like I was saying earlier on the radio show, that those losses had some kind of, there's always some side show to it, like kids were sick or we had to get rid of kids for a couple of games the last couple of years. But I thought we were playing well enough to win over there. I didn't think Cosby shot particularly well, played well when we played them over there, and I thought that was the same case Friday night. And hopefully they continue to have the jitters against us.
And, of course, they were ranked fourth in that Max Preps poll at that time. Your Eagles were at number 11, so kind of knocked them off their perch just a bit there. And that game was very aggressive, going back and forth, and a lot of contest in the lane as well. But, again, Carlsbad having issues. And when you can't get that three-point shot to fall on your home court, that's a bad omen for a team.
No, that's tough. It's tough to deal with because you expect to shoot well at home. You don't shoot well anywhere else at home, so I'm just glad they didn't hit any of those threes, and hopefully they continue that next Friday night when we come to Rafftowski Arena.
And it usually is a whole different story. I mean, Eagles always take care of business, it seems. Even the teams they've lost to on the road with that Carlsbad, I mean, in years past, it seems like you come back and it's a double-digit win for the black and gold.
Well, I hope that's the case. I know we're going to really focus and gear ourselves to play hard and play well and watch film and see what we can do better that we did last Friday against Carlsbad. You know, you want to do that to every team you play. Look at the film, make adjustments, and you get a second chance to see what you can do better. And that's the case here.
Hey, what about this three-game road trip for you here in the district? Of course, last week was Friday at Carlsbad. You had Alamogordo, 3.5, 4-hour bus trip on Tuesday this week. And then, of course, Friday, a 2-hour trip to Clovis.
Yeah, it's tough. But our kids, you know, they're tough kids. Traditionally, Hobbs kids are just tough kids, and if you put them in their mind that they can do this, they'll get it done. So, and we try to give them as much rest as possible. We don't practice long anymore. It's not worth it. We focus on the stuff we need to work on, and we have their attention. And right, this is the best time of the year. It really is the best time of the year.
Well, Coach, congrats on the district record so far at 4-0. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week. You'll be 5-0 at that point in time.
Yes, sir, Ty.